At long last, our friend John Smith joins us. We've been promising for weeks that he'd be on the show. And ladies and gents, from Paris, it is John Smith. Good morning, sir.
Bonjour, Monsieur Rock.
7-1. I was talking to a lot of the Irish here today, and the Irish, as you know, are a great lot to banter with, and they keep drilling home the fact that 7-1 with forwards on the bench coming out like this. I mean, it's their only go-to at this stage because there's not much else they can fault us for.
Look, it is a beautiful thing, and I guess you have to, as a South African, you've got to sort of sit back and grin a little bit because
sure.
I reckon Rassi and Jacques have been living rent-free in every single coach's mind for the last couple of months.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
They just continue to, they announce the team early and they sort of rock the boat. They're doing whatever they can to innovate around the game. You know, it's almost like, I mean, I've listened to quite a few people talk about the morality of the 7-1. And I'm thinking, you know, if you know, imagine they told Michael Phelps to cut his toes off
because
his feet are too long. It gives him too much propulsion in the pool, you know. Or or just if you're a little bit faster on the 100 meter, you've got to start 10 meters behind.
Yeah.
So the game is what it is. You know, it's sure. it's one of those things where you I think the Springbok management team have done whatever they can to, I guess, innovate around what they've got, and for some bizarre reason, World Rugby succumbed to all this pressure and they change it to having more backs than forwards. Can you imagine us unleashing another couple of Kirtley Oranses and Ches and Colbys and having five of those guys on the bench?
On the bench,
then they'll have to change the rules again in 4 years' time. You know, so
absolutely.
it's wonderful to see everyone whinging about the fact that South Africa's taken initiative in terms of innovating around what they can do inside of the law.